This is Joy Peterson. I'm taking an interview for Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society Quilters on File Project on March 11th, 1986. And my interviewee is Gloria Gramig. We are in my home on Winding Road in Louisville, Kentucky, in Jefferson County. Gloria, do I have your permission to make this tape?
Yes, you do.
Would you please tell me your name and spell it for the tape?
Gloria Gramig, G-L-O-R-I-A-G-R-A-M-I-G.
Thank you. Where do you live?
I live at 7807 Sunbury, S-U-N-B-U-R-Y, Lane, L-A-N-E.
And that's in Louisville in Jefferson County?
Yes.
And what's your zip code?
40220.
Okay. Wonder if you would tell us your husband's name and spell his full name for me.
That's William J. Gramig, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-J, Gramig, G-R-A-M-I-G.
Are you employed outside the home?
No.
I think we'll get into a little later the fact that you do teach quilting, but that you don't have a job as such, as a 8-hour job 5 days a week. What does your husband do?
My husband is a realtor.
Uh-huh. And he's employed locally.
Yes.
As far as the biographical data for your tape here, I wonder if you would tell us about your children and grandchildren, who they are and how many they are and where they live and that sort of thing.
Oh dear.
Have you many children?
Yes, I have 10 children. And I hope I can remember all their birthdays. Michael is 36. Christopher is 35, Teresa is 34, Marion is 32, Dominic is 29, going down, Carol is 28, if I had started the other way.
Okay, start the other way.
I'm down to Carol. Gregory is 26. Madonna is 25. Timothy is 23. And Joseph is 21.
We hope that adds up to 10.
I hope so too. I wasn't counting.
I'll have to let you know when I'm writing this up. If it doesn't add up to 10, I'll call you. Now, how about grandchildren?
Grandchildren, I have 5.
Mm-hmm.
I hope.
I'll count these.
I have Ben, Abigail, Leah, Rachel, Tyler, and Scott. I have 6.
You have 6?
I'm going to have 2 more very soon.
Oh, really? Oh, that's great. What's the oldest of? How old is the oldest?
The oldest one is Leah, and she's 8.
Really? Mm-hmm. You said you live on Sunbury. How long have you lived at that address?
I've lived at Sunbury almost 12 years.
And before that?
In the same general area, the Hikes Point area on Radiance Road.
Mm-hmm. The Hikes Point is in Jefferson County. Where do your parents live, or are they still living?
My parents are both dead, but they were both right here in from Jefferson County.
Uh-huh. And you were born in Jefferson County?
Yes, I was.
Uh-huh. What were your parents' occupations?
My father was a machinist, and my mother was a homemaker.
And their names?
Charles was my father, and Leona was my mother's name.
And what was your mother's maiden name?
Ward. W-A-R-D.
Thank you. Would you spell Leona for me, please?
L-E-O-N-A.
Thank you. What is your religious preference?
Catholic.
Would you mind telling us your birth date?
No, I don't mind. June 8th, 1927.
Oh, that was a vintage year.
That was a year. Very good year.
Where did you go to school?
I went to grade school at St. Charles Barmail.
Would you spell Barmail?
B-O-R-R-O. Yeah, I don't know. I've already forgotten. It's been many years. Barmail.
B-O-R-R-O-M-E-O. Is it? Okay.
It would be a Latin pronunciation.
I can look it up in a phone book when I'm writing this up. Where did you go to high school?
Went to high school at Aaron's Trail in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. When you were in school, what subjects interested you the most?
Well, I'm afraid there were the fun subjects. I like art and gym and music and all the fun things.
The creative things. You didn't get take any courses after high school?
No, I did not.
What careers were you interested in then? You remember being interested in any particular career?
No, I just worked at whatever job I could get at the time.
What kind of work did you do during high school and afterwards?
I worked in a record shop and had a lot of fun. There was music there. And then I decided I'd better be a little more serious, and I got a job in a bank. And just a regular clerk job, but I enjoyed that. I liked it very well, and I worked there until I was married.
When were you married?
I was married April 23rd, 1949.
Here in Louisville?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Was your husband raised in Louisville?
Yes, he was.
I think that takes care of our biographical data. I wonder if we could turn now to quilting. When did you learn to quilt?
I learned to quilt right after 1978 started. That was about the time I started learning to quilt.
Mm-hmm. Who taught you, or how were you taught? What did you do when you first started quilting?
Well, when I just one day decided I was going to quilt, and I was going to make a little doll quilt for my granddaughter. So I started quilting and decided there was a lot more to this than meets the eye. And decided I was going to need a little bit of help. So I started asking around my daughters-in-law and everybody if they knew of anything, because I really didn't know of any classes. And my daughter-in-law lives in the Highlands, and she said, yes, there's a lady who gives classes down here at the Highland Ministry. And she said her name is Alice Bandy. So that's how I started. I immediately took one of her classes, and just loved it from day one. I loved it. And she really encouraged me, and she was just a go-getter type person, and she could excite you, and she did.
What was your first quilt like, or your first attempt at quilting, as far as pattern or applique or piece?
Well, where you use all materials. I'm just a little bit. I can't think of what I want to say right now.
Was it pieced?
Yes, it was pieced, and mm-hmm. like a pinwheel. I didn't know patterns at that time.
Scrap bag.
I just decided I was going to quilt and knew nothing about mm-hmm. patterns and everything.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So it wasn't really too bad, considering I didn't know a thing about it.
Was it a bed-sized quilt or a wall?
No, it was a doll quilt. And
a doll quilt.
I would say about mm-hmm. maybe 28 by 30.
Hmm.
A big dog quilt.
Yeah. Did anyone in your family quilt?
Not a soul. I'm the only one.
Do you know of any men that you know that quilt?
No, I don't. Not personally.
Mm-hmm. Have there been any periods in your life since you started quilting that you were too busy to quilt?
Only today, when I had to come out here to do this interview, I would quilt before I do almost anything. I love it that much. I really do.
So you really quilt just practically every day?
Oh, yes. Every day. day, maybe 7 in the morning. I've even quilted at 5 in the morning to 9 or 10 at night.
When you quilt, where are you in your home, and is there radio or TV near at hand, and what's the usual setup when you're quilting?
Yes,
or when you're piecing or appliquing or anything?
I'm in what was a dining room, but now it's a sewing room, and I always have my radio on. I like to hear music and keep up with all the news and everything, but I never look at TV. It distracts me. But while I'm quilting, but I always have the radio on.
Where do you get your quilt designs?
Oh, I get them from magazines, books. I might see one, anything, just anything. I'll make a design off of something, wallpaper, a lot of things. I do have some favorite places, some favorite books. I've jotted down a few of them.
Oh, good, good.
I know you're familiar with Feathers and Other Fancies. I think that's a very good book. And then there's a...
For the sake of the tape, why don't you say a little about it? Because this tape, maybe 10 years from now, will be taken out by a researcher, and they'd wonder, what is Feathers and Fancies? So let's explain a little bit what's in Feathers and Fancies.
Well, Feathers and Fancies is just what the title says. It's almost all feathers. I love feathers, and a few other things are in it, but mostly feathers and similar type designs as feathers.
Quilting designs.
All quilting designs.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's another one, Heritage Quilting Design. That's a very new book, and a fairly new book, and I like that one too. It has more flowers and more other designs besides feathers. And a real new one is Original Quilting Designs by Lorraine Neff. She lives right in Louisville, too, St. Nancy's area. And hers is a very good book. Her quilting designs can also be used for applique or stencil, if you'd like to.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I like her so much. It can be used for a lot of different things. So besides that, I get my designs from magazines, and I save every magazine I ever buy. And I must own a million. And my books, too. I like magazines. Quilter's Newsletter is a very good magazine.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure everyone who quilts knows that book. It's a good one. I like it. And Lady Circle is another one of my patchwork quilts. Lady Circle Patchwork Quilt. A very, very good magazine. I love it. And one of the latest magazines is the American Quilters. American Quilter Society, that's a very good magazine, and I like it. And of course, I couldn't begin to name them all, but those are some of my favorites.
Well, that's great. I'm glad you took some notes on it so that you have some specifics, so often it kind of leaves our mind when we come right down to tape. What are some of the patterns that you've enjoyed making?
Well, let me see now. I enjoy a lot of this Hawaiian. I'm just starting on Hawaiian, but I enjoy that a lot. I'm learning that from Patty Daniel. I can't remember all the things.
Well, are there some particular applique designs that you've done in the past that you particularly enjoyed?
Oh, yes. I really like Cindy Taylor Clark, everything she does.
She write a book?
Yes, she did. She wrote a book, and it's Antique Toys, or one of her books, and I like that very, very well. And that I did that on a baby quilt. I entered into the fair, and I did get an honorable mentioning.
Oh,
and I
like
that. That was very good. I do machine quilting, quite a bit of machine quilting on it.
Right.
And machine applique, rather. I really meant to say machine applique.
Right. I know what you meant. Michigan Applegate. Mm-hmm.
So that's one of my very favorites. I'm now doing a lot of schoolhouse piecing,
mm-hmm.
like that. As you can see, I'm working on one right now.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a lot of fun. I just like everything there is, every facet to quilting, and I have a hard time just choosing one.
Well, would you prefer to do machine applique over machine piecing?
Yes, I think it's easier. For me, it's easier. But I have to do machine piecing because I have this compulsion to do a lot of things. And I can't piece fast enough by hand. So I do a lot of machine piecing.
Do you ever piece by hand?
Yes, I do. I do some. The very, very small stuff I do piece by hand.
Do you prefer piecing or applique over the actual quilting?
No, I really prefer quilting. Most of all, I like quilting.
Mm-hmm.
If I could just keep my finger from being sore, I would probably just quilt forever and ever and ever and never stop.
What makes a good quilt?
Well, I think a good quilt must be thought out before you start. You can't just decide you're going to do something and then in midstream change something. Everything must be thought out and cut properly. And I think the measurements have to be very precise. I think a good binding is almost as much as, means as much as the finish, the whole finished look. A good finished look. So to me, I think binding, the very last thing, is as important as the very first thing.
Mm-hmm. Why do you make quilts?
Oh dear. I guess it's an expression of my feelings, how I feel. I just want to do something pretty and something that I'm satisfied with.
Is this the same reason you made them in the first place?
Well, I think originally I just wanted to express some feeling I had that up to that point I hadn't been able to express.
What makes a good quilt stitch? How would you define a good quilt stitch?
Well, I think a good quilt stitch is an even stitch. And when it's supposed to be straight, be straight. And when it's supposed to be a curve, a nice gentle curve.
Do you have an idea in your own mind of how many stitches per inch, as so many people that aren't quilters always say, can you do 21 stitches per inch?
That doesn't worry me in the least. I just try to make them even. I think even is much more important than how many to the inch.
As far as quilting bees and quilting parties are concerned, you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that there is a difference between a quilting bee and a quilting party in your mind? And if so, how would you describe them?
Well, I think a quilting bee would be a project you're going to do together as a group. And a quilting party, I would think each one brings their own thing and does what they'd like to work on.
When you think of quilting bees, do you ever think of men attending?
Up to this point, I haven't, but I don't have any objections.
Have you ever gone to any quilting bees that were church-related?
No, I haven't. I know of them, but I haven't been to them.
Would you want others to quilt on your quilts if you were having a quilting bee? You know, the old-fashioned way where people would all quilt on the same quilt as in a quilting bee. Would you want others to quilt on your quilts?
No, I don't think so. I like to do my quilt from beginning to end.
Do you ever quilt on other people's quilts?
Only when it's a group project and we're all pitching in and trying to get something done.
What is it like to quilt with a group?
It's a lot of fun. I really enjoy it. We may talk too much, but I enjoy quilting with a group.
Do you belong to any quilters organizations?
Yes, I belong to quite a few. I hope I can remember the names of them.
Well, let's try.
I didn't write that down. The Quilters Heritage Society. The Nimble Thimbles.
Well, let's start with the first one. Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society. What is it and when does it meet? And can you tell us about Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society?
Well, I always go with other ladies, so I really don't know. I don't write all that down, and I really don't know all the details on that.
But it's a state organization.
Oh yes, it's a state mm-hmm. organization.
And it's not one where there would be normal every Thursday night a meeting.
No.
It's just really a kind of an umbrella organization,
uh-huh.
I think. Yeah. I mean, you and I know, but I'm just thinking for the sake of the archivists, so that we can say that this was a state organization and not one that meets on a regular, I guess they have an annual meeting, but not one that meets on a regular basis,
right.
Like Louisville Nimble Thimbles. Now, could you tell us about Louisville Nimble Thimbles?
Well, Louisville Nimble Thimbles meet every twice a month, the first and third Thursdays of the month. It's a very enjoyable organization, and we do quite a bit of charity work in that we'll make quilts and to be raffled for a charitable organization, and also for our own fun and enjoyment.
How big an organization would you say it is?
I believe we have 62 or 3 members at this time, and at least around 30 to 32 will show up for any given meeting.
And where is it held?
It is held in the bank at Brownsboro Road and Chenoweth Lane in Louisville, Kentucky.
Do you belong to any other organized quilters groups?
I belong to a quilters group who meets every other Thursday. The second and fourth, so I keep my Thursdays very busy. It's more loose. We do meet regularly, but we don't have bylaws, and just a very fun group. Just get together and do it and do what we want to do.
Where do they meet?
We meet in the Highland Presbyterian Church in Louisville, Kentucky.
And how many people seem to be associated with that?
Well, that is a smaller group, around 12 to 15.
Do you ever take trips with any of these groups?
Yes, we like to go on trips. We've gone to Cincinnati and to quilting organized things, and to little towns where there might be quilt shows,
mm-hmm.
such as Salem.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Have you ever held any offices in any of these clubs?
I have just this one I'm in right now, Nimble Thimbles. I'm a second vice president.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever attended any quilt workshops or seminars or symposiums?
Yes, I have. I've quilted, attended quite a few. One of the most memorable was with Pat Scoville when she was giving her classes several years ago, and she was doing the Lone Star, and that was most enjoyable. I really enjoyed it.
Where was that?
That was at American Accent Shop.
In Louisville?
In Louisville, Kentucky.
Mm-hmm. And Pat Scoville taught on the Lone Star.
Uh-huh.
And this was over a number of weeks?
Yes, it was three weeks. Mm-hmm. Three meetings, and we brought our own sewing machine and sack lunch, and really
kind of spent the day.
Uh-huh. Very enjoyable.
What other workshops or seminars can you recall having attended?
Well, I went to the one in Clifty Falls. The Nimble Thimbles sponsored it. And I don't know if I can remember all the classes I took. Becky Olson, I took hers in, that was in Applegate.
When was that?
That was 2 years ago.
Yeah. It would have been the fall of 84.
Yes. That was enjoyable. I know I've been to more. They won't come to my mind right now.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever gone to NQA show, National Quarters Association show, in Bilbuckle or?
No, I've never been to
Oxford.
NQA.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been to Paducah for their show?
Yes, I was at Paducah for the very first show, which was last year, and it was really good. I just loved it, and I wouldn't miss it for anything.
What did you think was good about it? What did you like about it?
I liked the way they had the quilts displayed just beautifully, and everyone could see them, and it was clean and just nice. I liked the booths and the things they had to offer to sell. I didn't take any classes at that one. But
did you attend any lectures?
No, I didn't attend any lectures either. I hope
will
to
you
this
return?
Year. Yes, I'm going to go this year.
What will you be taking as far as classes or lectures?
I already missed out on all of it. I don't know how soon you have to put in your bid, but had my check returned, and they said they all classes were filled.
Well, it shows how good it was, man. Mm-hmm.
It was very good.
Mm. Of the instructors you've had in quilting-related experiences, some probably were better than others. What ones stand out in your mind as having been good instructors?
Well, I've already mentioned Pat Scovel, and I think she was very good in what she instructed. Another one that I really, really admire is Patty Daniel. She teaches hand applique.
When have you taken classes from her?
I've taken classes 2 years ago, and then last year, and I just keep right on trying. And just recently, I just sat in on a class just two weeks ago, but it was.
Where was that?
And that was at American Accent, well, it's now called
Calico Mouse.
Yes, in Louisville.
On Shelbyville Road.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Of the seminars, symposiums, workshops that you attended, what were some of the problems or disadvantages or negative aspects of them?
Problems? I think the main thing is I wouldn't have enough preparation. Either I didn't understand what they would tell us to bring, or I just don't think they brought told us enough preparation to make. But nothing was too bad.
Sometimes we've heard the term Kentucky quilt. Is there such an item?
Well, I've seen Baltimore quilts and California quilts, and I think you just like a certain thing, a state, and then they just call it their quilt.
Well, what do you think is meant by when out-of-state people say they want a Kentucky quilt?
I really don't know.
I don't either. When they say they want an Appalachian quilt.
They may mean a very simple design, an old design that has been around for a long, long time in the area.
Or an Amish quilt.
Well, Amish, I mean, I can think more quickly somber colors, except for maybe one or two bright and mostly solid colors. So I think I would know what somebody want it right off when they said Amish.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Have you ever taught anyone else to quilt?
I've taught machine applique.
Then could you tell us where and under what circumstances?
I taught at the American Accent, and it's now owned by new owners, and they call it Calico Mouse, and I taught both under American Accent several years ago, and the new ownership. And it's just a lot of fun. There was another shop I taught at. Pam Freiberg had a shop briefly on Shelbyville Road. It was also out in the same general area.
Mm-hmm.
And I enjoyed teaching. It was a lot of fun.
And what patterns did you use in teaching?
I mostly made up my patterns because I think it teaches them they can make something out of anything, from a greeting card or anything.
What did the person want to do with the quilt?
Well, they didn't tell me, so I don't know. I think they just wanted to learn the technique more than anything.
Do you enjoy teaching quilting?
Yes, I love it. I love teaching and I love doing it.
If you had a beginner, someone who had not quilted, this is tape one, side two. Joy Peterson is interviewing Gloria Gramig on March 11th, 1986, in Jefferson County, Kentucky, for Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society. We're talking about quilting. We have just been talking about teaching quilting, and I was asking you, Gloria, about if you had a novice, a person who had never quilted, and they were coming to you to ask for your suggestions, what kind of, or what book do you think you would suggest that you would suggest would be especially good for them to start with? Do you have any idea?
The book I found most interesting and helpful as a beginner was The Sampler Quilt by Diane Leone.
Could you spell Leone?
L-E-O-N-E.
Thank you.
That was a very good book and very good for a beginner. On machine applique, I found a very interesting book with Successful Machine Applique by Yours Truly Publishers. That was a very good one, helped me a lot in my machine applique.
And you use it with your classes?
I use it with my classes, along with a lot of things I learned from all the magazines I read. Any article that I read, I find is helpful, I'll clip out and put in this book, because it is the main book that I use and like.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with your finished quilts?
Mostly, I give my finished quilts to my relatives, my children, my grandchildren. Occasionally I sell one to buy material to make another quilt.
Do you quilt for other people?
Not very much. Mostly I just quilt for them. There's only so many hours in the day, and with that many children, I just quilt for them.
Can you put a monetary value on quilts?
Hardly ever. 3 cents an hour is what you'd get.
Isn't that the truth? What do you do with old quilts when they begin to wear out?
Just love them. Treat them lovingly. I can't bear to cut them up. So I just save them.
How do you launder quilts?
I use either Ensure or just Ivory, a very, very mild soap, and never in the dryer. I put plastic, a big sheet of plastic on the bed and let them dry over that lying down. Outdoors, if it's a very nice day and there's no harsh sun, a shady place.
Have you entered a quilt show or contest?
Yes, I entered the State Fair, Kentucky State Fair contest last year, and that was a lot of fun, very interesting. That was my very first one.
And it was your first ribbon?
And it was, yes, it was my very first ribbon. It was very enjoyable.
Would you loan a quilt to a show or museum?
Oh, yes. I do that quite often.
In your opinion, has there been any change in people's attitude about quilting?
Well, I mostly associate with people who love quilting all the time, so I can't notice any change. Really, they just all love it.
What is the significance of quilting in your life?
It takes up a slack that I needed. something there when the children grew up, and I needed to do something. And it also helps me express my feelings, my art feelings, I suppose. I've always liked art. When I was a kid, I even drew in pictures and everything. Mm-hmm. So.
Why do you quilt?
Well, I just love it. I don't know why I quilt. I just love to do it.
What are your favorite colors to use in a quilt?
I like most colors, but I guess I would have to say blues and pinks and orchids are probably my favorite.
Have you heard anything about the use of any particular color or colors in a quilt as far as being difficult to find in today's fabric palette, fabric collection?
Well, from my own experience, I always have a hard time finding good greens, the type of greens that I want. Other colors I seem to be able to find fairly well.
You haven't found anything specially about red being a problem to find?
Just briefly, it seems like for about a year or two might have been a little hard, but I'm beginning to find my reds now pretty easy.
What fabrics do you use?
I use VIPs and
100%
cotton. 100% cotton, uh-huh. Almost all 100% cotton. But I will use some poly mixed in with the cotton if I can find that color in 100% cotton.
Mm-hmm. Why do you use 100% cotton?
I think it's easier to work with and maneuver and manage.
How much of a particular fabric do you usually purchase at a time?
I don't purchase great amounts unless I have a certain project in mind, but if I see a color I really like, I'll have to get at least a yard and a half of it, just on general principle.
Do you have much inventory of fabrics on hand?
Quite a bit. Not as much as some people, but quite a bit.
What size needle do you use?
I like a size 9 for my quilting.
What about for your hand piecing?
I usually use the same needle. I'm not going to switch around.
And for appliquing by hand, what would you suggest?
Maybe just a little bit larger needle.
What kind of thread do you use?
I use covered polyester.
You wax it?
Yes, quite often, especially when I get near the end of the spool and it's kind of crimped. I wax it.
What kind of batting do you use?
I almost always use 100% polyester, but I'm going to try cotton soon just to see what the difference is.
I don't know what the word is, but when the batting follows the needle out of the top when you're quilting it, and it's bearding, that's the word. Do you ever have any trouble with bearding?
Yes, I do. And even with cottons, not as much as with polyesters, but I noticed it, especially on the certain lavender that I use. It's 100% cotton. It kept coming up and was very distracting while I'm sewing, quilting.
Do you ever use a floor frame for your quilting?
No, I've never used a floor. I've tried, but I don't care for it.
Do Do you usually use a hoop?
Yes.
What size?
When I'm doing a fairly big quilt, I'll use the, I believe it's
23 inch?
About 23 or 24 inch. And then a 14 inch on all my baby quilts.
Do you ever quilt without a hoop?
No, I just can't make it work unless I'm at the very end of something and I only have one or two stitches, but no, I can't.
What do you find is the problem if you try that? What would you say would be the problem?
The problem is I can't stretch the material like it needs to be stretched and hold it taut.
Mm-hmm. How have the materials used in quilting changed?
They've changed a whole lot since I've been quilting.
And that's the last 8 years?
Yes, it's only the last 8 years.
Well, what would you say as far as if your mother or grandmother had been quilting, how do you feel the materials used in quilting have changed?
Well, I just think they're much, much better now. They're sturdier, the colors, I think, are better, have more staying power.
Do you expect much change in the future?
Well, I really don't know what to expect, but I don't see how they can change it a great deal.
Mm-hmm.
It seems pretty good to me right now.
Mm-hmm. When you complete a quilt, do you wash it?
No. I wash all my fabrics before, and unless I really soil
them. Before you use them.
I try very hard not to soil them,
mm-hmm.
So I don't make a practice of washing before after I finish the quilt.
Do you sign your quilts?
Yes, I do. And put the year.
You put your whole name in the year?
I used to put my whole name, but that got took too long. I don't like to do that. So now I just use two initials, GG and the year.
Is it embroidered or how is it done?
It's embroidered.
Do you sign on the front or on the back of a quilt?
On the back, and I try to use the right-hand corner of the back, lower.
At the bottom.
The more, bottom.
What older quilts do you own?
From my mother-in-law, I own about four quilts. I haven't had them appraised or anything, but they're very pretty, and most of them she did herself, and she was really good.
Mm.
But I never saw her quilt. She quit quilting before I started quilting.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm the only one in the family who liked the quilt, so I got them all.
How many are there?
There's about seven or eight altogether.
Mm-hmm. And you use them?
No, I don't use them. I just keep them in boxes and look at them and show them to people.
They're pieced?
Yeah, pieced and are appliqué.
Mm-hmm.
So, she did mostly applique and very nice.
Mm-hmm. Do you attend auctions or flea markets with the idea of trying to purchase quilts?
No, I don't.
What can you tell me about quilters in your family that we have not already discussed?
There was only one quilter and that we just discussed, my mother-in-law. And she didn't quilt when I was in the family.
Yeah.
Only before.
Yeah.
I was in the family. So,
Her name was?
Her name was Leila Greinig, L-E-I-L-A. But she didn't sign her work.
Hmm.
So that's a shame.
Mm-hmm. What future projects do you have in mind?
Mostly baby quilts, I think, because the other ones take too long to do. I have to do a lot of them. Wall hangings and baby quilts are my very favorite.
Mm-hmm. Those are the questions that we have to ask you, but I have some pictures of your work, and I really want you to now tell me a little bit about different quilts so that when I put these pictures in your file, we can say something about them. So, tell me a little bit about, like, Santa Claus quilt. That's probably not what you call it.
It's called 1776 Santa.
1776 Santa. Okay, when did you do it?
I did it about 3 years ago. Mm-hmm. Can't remember exactly.
Was it a class or?
No, I went in the shop, American Accent shop, and I saw it hanging on the wall and decided I had to have one of those. But I couldn't do it hand applique. I didn't know how to hand applique very well anyway. So I thought, well, why don't I just do it on the machine? And I did, and it turned out very well.
It's a kit, package?
No, it wasn't. It was a pattern. I bought the pattern, mm-hmm. And then I just, I like the colors that was done in the shop. Mm-hmm. So I chose as near as I could the same colors.
Then there's one with a little Campbell Soup girl. Can you tell me something about it?
The Campbell Soup girl was done from a small embroidery pattern that my friend Alice Bandy gave me. And I enlarged the pattern. And it was really from the 30s, I'm sure it was. Mm-hmm. And I enlarged the pattern, and then, of course, I had to choose my own colors because there wasn't anything to go by. And that was a lot of fun. I enjoyed that. Mm-hmm.
And there's an oval hoop with a goose in it. What can you tell me about?
Oh, that was one of my classes at American Accent. I gave a class on that Christmas goose. It's called mm-hmm. the Christmas goose.
And then there's one... that you have with you today. It's a Hawaiian one. Can you tell us a little something about it?
Well, another teacher I admire a lot, Patty Daniel, is going to do a lot of it in the future, and she does very, very good hand applique. So I saw one hanging in another shop that she had done, and I really did admire it and loved it, and I thought, I'm going to do that. And so I went home and borrowed a pattern because I didn't have a Hawaiian pattern, and that was my first effort that you see there.
And then I've got a slide downstairs that shows seems to me it's a duck that's sitting down, and it's just not completed yet when I took the picture. May not be a duck. Seems to me it's a bird. I should have had you look at those before we came up here to tape. Well, I think our best bet might be to turn off the tape, and then we'll go down and look at the slides, and then we'll take some notes on what we want to come back up here and talk about on the tape. So I want to thank you for the interview and ask you now if there's anything else that you might have brought in your notes or that has come up when you've been talking to me that you would like to add to this tape.
Well, I can't think of anything else mm-hmm. that we haven't already discussed.
Okay, well, we'll go look at those and then we'll come back. So I'll break the tape right here. Okay?
All right.
This is Joy Peterson. This is the continuation of side two of tape one, interview on March 11th, 1986 for Kentucky Heritage Quilt Society of Gloria Gramig. We've just taken a break and gone to look at some slides that I had, and it's reminded us of a number of different pieces that Gloria has done. So we're going to discuss them now so that we can include some pictures in the file on this. And the first one I have down is Eagle. Would you like to talk about Eagle?
I first did the Eagle for my son's birthday. I wanted something masculine. And it was in one of the earliest books I got. It was a Simplicity. It's still on the market, however. I see it every now and then. It's a brown magazine, really, is what it is, craft book. And I chose different colors, of course, than they have it in red, white, and blue. And I wanted more natural colors. So that's how.
So you've done it twice?
I have done it twice.
Uh-huh. The same size, which is about...
About
24, 30, 30. Maybe 24.
Oh, maybe.
Is it square?
No, it's rectangle.
It's longer. Uh-huh. I don't know. I could ask. Liv Boyd has it in her home. She bought it from the shop, I presume. And so she has in her home, and I could ask her to measure it. The next thing I have down here is the little schoolhouses you're working on. Would you like to tell us about those?
Well, I have a granddaughter's birthday. Well, it just passed. It was yesterday. And I wanted to make something for her.
Is this the little 8-year-old?
No, this is a very small. This is one of the younger ones. She was just 2.
Mm-hmm.
And I wanted her to have a little cradle crib. So I made the schoolhouses. Tiny, very tiny. And
what are they, about four inch blocks?
Blocks, and there are
mm-hmm.
6 of them.
Mm-hmm.
With a little sashing and just a little border. It's,
uh-huh.
it's about 18 by 20.
And you made 2 of them?
And I made 2 of them.
Mm-hmm.
And because I liked it so well, I thought I'd make another one just to look at.
One was a gift for her, and one you're going to keep, or are you going to sell it?
Oh, I'll probably keep it. Just for fun, until another grandchild comes along.
Right. Another one we wrote down was rose wreath. Do you want to tell about something about rose wreath?
Rose wreath I gave a class on. I had almost forgotten that. It was one of my more recent classes, too. And I did get that from a book. It was from Marcia McCloskey, Christmas book. And I gave a class on machine applique with it, and Joy Peterson attended. A lot of fun.
Mm-hmm, sure was. Kind of turned me on to machine applique, and right away I came home and made another one that I had seen you do, which is called Technique Chimes. You want to tell us about that one?
Technique Chimes. That was for my daughter's birthday. I wanted to do something very special for her because the year before I forgot her birthday. And I saw that in a newsletter magazine. And really, I really did like it, so I decided I was going to make that for her birthday, and I did. This was last July, and she loved it so much and insisted I put it in the fair, and it won a first prize for a wall hanging.
Mm-hmm.
So I was very happy about it.
I hope you'll be able to send us a picture of it.
Yes, I will.
And then another picture I had was of a vest. Would you like to tell about that?
Yes, I've got a book, one's called Investments. I don't remember the author, but I decided to try one of the vests, and this is what the outcome was.
Mm-hmm. It's kind of a floral pattern on the back of the vest.
Uh-huh, flowers.
Mm-hmm. And tell us about the pine tree one that we have a slide of.
Pine tree one, I borrowed a book from my friend, had miniature blocks and miniature piecing, and but I was able to do it on the machine. Sometimes when they're so little, I can't do them on the machine. But and I pieced that very quickly and took it to the shop, and before I almost got a picture of it, it sold, and I forgot I made it.
Kind of an Amish setting.
Yes, it is. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And then there's one that I tried to remember when we were on the tape earlier, the one of the bird that you said was from a greeting card.
Back when we used to get a newsletter from the shop, quilt shop,
mm-hmm.
and asked them, she used this on her little newsletter. Mitch did.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it real well, enlarged it, and chose some pleasing colors, and that's how this came to be.
Mm-hmm.
I made a pillow from it.
And it sold?
It sold, but I do
mm-hmm.
have a pillow top. I didn't complete the pillow,
mm-hmm.
so I could remember the colors that I
mm-hmm.
used. So I still have that at home.
Now, are there some other projects you can remember having made that we haven't talked about that you might have pictures of you could send us?
I have a large schoolhouse in just blue and white, just 2 colors that I thought did very, very well. It's sold, but I do have a picture of it.
Good.
And that was enjoyable. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I have just done so many baby quilts over the years that I can't even remember them. I just gave one to my daughter last Sunday for a shower.
Really?
Who's going to have a baby next month.
What's it like?
It's tiny baskets, and it's yellow, mainly yellow and blue, with some white in the background.
Did we talk about the Hawaiian quilt?
I don't believe we did. Maybe we did when we were talking of Patty Daniel. I saw it hanging on the wall and went home and did it. Mm-hmm. Yes, I believe mm-hmm. we talked about it.
Mm-hmm. And did you bring something else?
Just the school in these colors I didn't think were suitable for a child. They're suitable, but they're just not colorful enough. They're more subtle.
Well, tell us the color for the sake of the tape.
A pink and blue print, and I picked up the pink in the roof and the sashing, and let's see, I don't know how to explain this quilt. Anyway, the colors are very muted and not very defined, and that's why I like the other one, bright colors for the little one.
Primary colors. Mm-hmm. Well, if you do come up with other quilts that you have pictures of, or even if you don't, and you want to make a note of it, I will be glad to put that into your folder. So feel free to mail that to me at your convenience.
All right, I'll go through my pictures. I have quite a few.
Good. All right. Well, I don't think of anything else. Do you have anything else?
No,
we should talk about
that I can think of right now.
Okay.
If I think of something, I'll send them along.
Well, sure. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.